You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM.
Morena Lucinda, how are you today?
Morena, I'm good. I feel like every single week I'm like, I'm cold, but good.
Yeah, we were sort of talking about this off air. We're going to discuss kind of the can't be bothered, haven't been to the shop meals. And we're not really talking about the like, oh, just whip it together with some anchovies and some tomato paste and make a beautiful, delicious basic pasta. Mm. We're talking about what I think the TikTok teens are calling girl dinner at the moment.
So into the girl dinner vibes. And I think there's glamorous and less glamorous versions of them.
Yeah.
You know, some people will be like, this is so girl dinner. And then they'll do what you just described. And I'm like, I don't.
That's still cooking.
Got a different version of what that is.
That's like, that's apro hour. That's an appetizer.
That's a $25 pasta at Peachy, you know?
Exactly.
Which is very yum. That's no shade to Peachy. I love those guys.
But it's not girl dinner.
As you were saying, nursery meal.
Nursery meal. That's what my mum used to call it.
So intriguing.
When she, you know, couldn't be bothered and she wanted to put a little shine on a plate of carrot sticks and mayonnaise.
Hard out.
Which is a honestly unrivaled combo. If you don't have any dips in the fridge, which like...
Who has dips anymore? It's a recession.
Exactly. And you're, you know, this is all about not making your own hummus in your bloody blender.
Yeah.
Mayonnaise. Maybe. The old Best Foods or QP Mayo. Whatever you've got.
Mm, that's the one.
Comedy Fest energy.
We used to call it like a picky dinner as well. Mm. That's another one we had in our house. It would be pretty much the classic picky dinner was carrot sticks. We always had carrots in the fridge, like no matter what else.
Oh, always. Yeah.
Always carrots.
Staple.
Maybe they were a little bit brown, but you just peel that bit off. It's fine. Carrot sticks, a boiled egg.
Yes.
The butt end of the bread. And then, like, if you are in season, maybe a little cherry tomato. That's probably about...
Ooh.
That's erring on the bougie side.
That's nice, yeah. At the moment, that's breaking the bank.
It really is, yeah. $7 for a tiny punnet. No, thank you. I'm going to put the call out now. What's your girl dinner / picky bit / nursery dinner go-to? Mm. Also, guilty pleasure go-to as well. I feel like there is something joyful about the... cursedness of a meal like this.
Mm-hmm.
What else have you got? If you're not going for just carrot sticks and mayo, which is a brilliant combo, what else is on that that plate?
I'm with you with the boiled egg. Boiled
protein.
Egg is protein.
Yeah.
And I think one of the, I should stop because there's so many, one of the think pieces I read about girl dinner was, this is a diet.
Oh.
We want some fat and protein.
We're also absolutely not advocating for this as an every day of the week meal.
No, don't do that.
This is the like, I have not been to the supermarket and I cannot go to the supermarket. I'm exhausted. Yeah. What is in the cupboard meal?
Girl dinner is funny in like proportion, okay? We do it maybe once a week and that's like actually bordering on it.
Mm.
If you're doing it 5 days a week,
that's a problem.
Stop that.
Yeah. No, we're talking about the chaos meals is actually what we call it in my flat. Oh, it's chaos dinner night.
Yeah. One of my flatmates used to, when we got home from work and we were both just sort of demented with hunger from our, I don't know, like 20 minute commute back in the day, she would cut a slice of cheese, just like, you know, like your Colby or your Edam, whatever, and she would draw a smiley face on it with sriracha.
Oh my God.
It's delightful.
And it was... honestly the cutest thing ever.
I put that one in dad dinner category.
Yes,
I feel like whenever you're cooking and your dad shows up and says, just got a slice of cheese.
Just got a slice of cheese
over there.
Someone's just texted and we called them bad dad dinner.
Bad dad dinner.
Bad dad dinner.
Using all the bits just assembled on a plate.
Exactly. I also appreciate the flair of putting a smiley face of sriracha.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't have thought to do something so sort of artistic and creative as
I know.
That's a cognitive energy that I don't have when I'm going.
What is your number one condiment that you always have in the fridge? Because I think ours is, we always have a jar of olives, if that counts as a condiment.
I reckon, yeah.
Never sure of the age of them.
Shudder. Mm.
But we also always tend to have, a mayo.
Yeah, mayo's always there.
I'm a condiment queen. I love my condiments, but I'm a big mustard person. I like multiple types of mustard at all times.
Mm.
And they usually like, they usually go into dressings because I love to make a dressing, but that's not girl dinner.
No.
But mustard just kind of like amping up a grilled cheese.
Yes, I was going to say a cheese toastie is my go-to.
Yeah, it's a good picky dinner, cheese toastie.
I think one of the more cursed ones was all we had was quesadillas, and I don't know the age of the quesadillas. But I was like, oh, we'll make like a taco scenario. I don't know, guys. It was just cheese.
No, that's mean. You can put a smiley face on that too.
Kind of scary.
Amp it up.
If you put a little garnish on that and sold it at an expensive wine bar.
That's from Taco Loco.
Yeah, exactly. Willa just texted me to say that she made rice pudding and stewed apples for breakfast for dinner on Monday. That's a that's a god tier picky bits dinner.
I mean, that's also a dessert for dinner, which is a real favourite of mine.
Big time. Mm. We've also had someone else say breakfast for dinner is always a winner.
Yes.
And it rhymes.
It rhymes, so it must be true.
I will say my the problem with breakfast for dinner is that I think it's all about bacon and eggs, and bacon is such a special purchase in my household.
Yeah, right.
You know, if we get bacon, I'm like, fuck yeah, there's bacon in the fridge.
You go to sleep thinking about what when you're going to eat it in the morning.
That's exactly.
Somebody says you've got to do baked beans on toast if you have toast, or the bread butt. This person's a fan of the bread butt as well. The freezer burnt bread butt is very specifically what they're advocating for. With a sort of significant ratio of cheese. Grilled, you heat the beans up. This is a very impressive recipe this person's got going here. Freezer burnt bread butt, then you heat the beans up on the stove, then you put them on the bread butt, then you stick it in the stove with the cheese and you grill the top of it.
Cheese masks a lot.
Put on blur over here.
Our school tuck shop used to have, you know, spaghetti toppers like that on an English muffin. Sitting in the pie warmer, getting like a real sort of food scab on them.
Oh, a Nutella toastie? That does sound yum.
Gorgeous.
I imagine that would be just the best if you had an actual sandwich press. Not a you know, flat plate one, but the one that makes the little dent
the
in it.
Oh, I can see.
Are they called jaffles?
They're called a jaffle?
They're called a jaffle, which feels deeply...
just like when Phineas and Ferb told me what the end of a shoelace was called.
What is the end of a shoelace?
Oh, it's called an aglet.
An aglet.
There's a whole song about it.
Beautiful.
Yeah, sorry, continue.
These are the facts you stop learning as you exit children's television.
Exactly. We've got someone who says had a dinner the other night that was multiple pickles and a slice of cheese. That's a good dinner.
That's important that they've brought pickles up, because I would say chucking a pickle on the plate is very important.
When you put a pickle on the plate, it moves from being a picky dinner into a charcuterie board. So.
Exactly, that's the difference. Even if the only other thing on the plate is your slice of tasty cheese with a smiley face.
My friend says, since I've had a baby, we just eat whatever she's eating, but slightly more of it, which means every night's a picky dinner night. Baby meal.
That is true to what I have learned from parent friends.
This one's next level. Cream corn cold out of the can.
Stop. My friend does that, and she sits in the library and she eats that out of the can. I can't imagine
it's
how people must hate her.
It's too far. God bless. I'm not here to tell you can't love that, but
in the library.
Stale crackers and tuna coming in on here. I was about to say it's not tuna at least, but this person's going for the stale cracker tuna combo.
Stale crackers really important in there.
Yeah, there's a high percentage food group in the picky dinner category.
I will say, look, if you are trying to elevate, and I personally am an absolute gourmand, so I can't handle a stale cracker, but I will cop to turning on the oven a little bit and giving the little stale cracker a little warm. Crunches them up. It does, because it kind of dehydrates them.
Oh.
Takes all that stale moisture back out, makes them crunchy again.
That's a hot tip.
Yeah, that's a specific taste that I'd like to avoid.
Someone says, I feed my two-year-old white rice and peanut butter. That sounds like a god-tier combo, I have to say.
New category is baby dinner.
Yeah.
Someone else has said this is all sounding like stoner meals as well, which I think, is an adjacent...
Yeah, there's a crossover.
There's all very specific circles of a Venn diagram, but there is a lot of overlap going on here, I would say.
Yeah, we're in the centre.
We really are. Keep these ridiculous messages coming. I'm thoroughly enjoying them. What's in your fridge tonight? What are you going to be eating for dinner, do you reckon, Lucinda?
God, I was going to be having some leftover soup, but my mum's texted me this morning saying she's getting a haircut nearby and she might drop round. I don't know if I can feed her that.
There you go, mum. Enjoy.
Could be takeaways.
Exactly. We might...
Or any of these ideas for mum.
Yeah, creamed corn. Probably.
From a can.
No, oh. it might be a roast shop night, I reckon.
Yum, that's pretty good. Mm. I do appreciate this is an extremely August conversation.
Yes,
we've been talking
yes.
about winter warmers, delicious, heartening, you know, things to keep you going mm-hmm. throughout the winter. We're in August now. Everyone's losing the plot a little
bit. I'm done. Slow cooker, it's in the cupboard.
It's just carrot sticks and mayonnaise from here on out. Although Rowan has just texted in an amazing baked beans recipe, smart baked beans.
Mm.
Fry onion with curry powder, cumin and other spices. You might
Whoa.
Have maybe some bacon or chorizo.
What?
Your girl dinner is looking very impressive,
that's
Rowan.
Not, that's boy dinner.
That's
man dinner.
If available, he says, if available, add a tin of baked beans and then you put it on rice or toast.
Mm.
That does sound delicious, like a Spanish-inspired baked bean situation.
Do you know what is actually an important one to bring up here, which is less... look, it's not girl dinner because it requires stove and oven, but
requires cooking.
But I feel like it's relevant still. Frittatas.
Yeah.
Because I make them all the time when I'm trying to use up all the crap in my fridge, and essentially when I've had a week of takeaways and I need some vegetables.
Frittata time.
And it's the best. So and then you have all this frittata left over.
Preventative of this situation, it sounds.
Exactly.
I feel like we've ended on a positive note.
Yeah,
there.
Wholesome.
Remember, if you've got eggs, you could make a frittata.
Exactly.
Or you could just, you know, boil one and eat it with some carrot sticks.
Yeah.
Thanks, Lucinda. We'll see you soon.
See you guys. Thought.
Breakfast Food on 95 BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B-card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.